President Obama was supposed to deliver his budget to Congress in February. It came today. Speaking this morning in the Rose Garden, President Obama said he's sure this budget can move forward.
And if we can come together, have a serious, reasoned debate, not driven by politics, and come together around common sense and compromise, then I'm confident we'll move this country forward and leave behind something better for our children.
But can they compromise? Roger Runigan is White House correspondent for Bloomberg News. Roger, remind us, it's taken 2 months because of the politics surrounding this. Is this budget that much different than the one that didn't make it a couple months ago?
It is not, and that's the reason why there's going to be tough fights ahead and probably not much progress in the weeks or months ahead.
Yeah, but we do understand that President Obama, and this has been talked about for, you know, a week or so now, he is proposing changes, incremental, but changes to the way Social Security payments and other payments would be made by having a change in the way cost of living increases are calculated. Tell us about that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
The president is proposing for the first time a new formula change in the way cost of living adjustments are made in Social Security and many other federal programs. That's angered a lot of Democrats because it means that they will not be cut per se. It's just the rate of increase will be slowed. And in some cases, that will affect the vulnerable, those really elderly, say 80 and upper 80s and 90 years old, that would affect their paychecks. As a result, the president has proposed a kind of give back to add a little bit more money to those most vulnerable.
Well, and Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa is calling it an unnecessary attack on Social Security. We've heard other responses. But what are Republicans saying?
Republicans are saying you can't be serious. John Boehner out with this statement today and joined by many others. But his point is that the budget never balances. The White House adds higher taxes, and there's higher spending that wasn't even acceptable in December. So how can it possibly be acceptable now? Mr. Cantor came by saying it's just more of the same.
Well, Senator Mitch McConnell said it sounds like the White House just tossed last year's budget into the microwave. What do you think the calculation is here? The president has all these other issues this week, gun control, immigration reform, huge rally today. Is the Obama administration feeling that they do have some wind at their back? I mean, what is your sense of why the budget would be largely the same?
Well, I think that he is trying to propose a compromise. Look, the Republicans on the Hill are saying it's more of the same. The Democrats are angry. Yet we've got to do something about the budget, otherwise we're going to end up with a automatic continuing resolution, which continues to spend more the same come October. So they got to try and reach a compromise. The White House is saying, look, this is a compromise. It inflicts a little pain, but it also preserves in some investments. It does create some new jobs, according to the proposals, and it does reduce the deficit. Yep. Those deficit numbers are coming down, according to the budget forecasts.
Well, the White House projections say the budget for 2014, the deficit will be $744 billion. That would be the first time it's been less than a trillion since President Obama took office.
That's correct. Yeah. And it forecasts continued declines in the budget deficit throughout the next decade.
And by the way, Politico is saying that the budget assumes the elimination of the sequester. Does it?
It does. The president is, the White House dislikes the sequester to the nth degree. And so the president is proposing $1.8 trillion in various cuts and tax increases to replace that sequester over a decade. But that's the part at issue. It includes tax increases. Mm-hmm. It includes, in fact, the White House is proposing tax increases, the largest of which is a reprise from several years now, 28% cap on deductions for the wealthy. That would be the largest single tax increase in this budget.
Okay. Roger Runigan, White House correspondent for Bloomberg News. I'm sure we'll be picking over this in the days to come. Thanks so much.
You bet.
But after a break, we're going to ask the question they're asking in Tennessee. Should a kid's grades determine how much parents get in welfare payments? That's in 30 seconds, here and now.